Number 5.
Say, Jane, want to get together for lunch tomorrow?
Sorry, Mark. I'm tied up. I have a business class at the college.
How do you manage to keep your job and go to school at the same time?
My company is giving me release time and paying for my courses. And when I complete the program, I'll get a promotion. It's a terrific deal.
That's amazing. I wish my employer was that generous. Is your company hiring by any chance?
Question. What does Mark learn about Jane? Number 6.
Can you believe this? Our electricity bill was $235 last month. This family has got to be more careful with the air conditioning.
You said that last month, and I've been really careful. But I don't function as well as you do in this heat.
I know you've been trying, honey. Actually, I'm referring more to Debbie. Yesterday, she accidentally left the air conditioner on in her room with the window wide open, and she wasn't even home most of the day.
That will have to stop. We definitely need to sit her down and have a chat.
Question. What do these people decide to do?
Number 7.
Lewis, you made it.
Yes, I wouldn't have missed this high school reunion for the world. It's so nice to see you. How have you been, Beth?
Very well, thanks. I have 3 kids now, and I'm a branch manager for the National Bank.
How do you manage everything?
It's not easy. How about you? I hear you've started your own media promotion company.
That's right. I work twice as hard, but I enjoy being my own boss.
The work must be fulfilling, but tiring at the same time.
Yeah, but I think it's worth it.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Number 8.
Did you get your history report done this last weekend?
Are you kidding? This math homework ate up all my time. How about you?
I'd planned to do both those assignments over the weekend, but I was too exhausted after all our tests last week. I ended up just taking it easy.
Lucky you.
Yeah, well, now I have to make up for lost time.
Question. What does the man imply?